Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins. Just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 7:46, 14 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quick note, next hour we're going to talk to a juror who sat on the Hannah Landon trial as a jury, in the death of six-year-old Bella Fontenot. We'll talk to him in the next hour. Right now, it's time to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir, and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you as well. What are we talking about today?
Absolutely. Well, Tommy, first of all, it was something we'll carry over till Monday. But, you know, we had a first quarter GDP registered a negative number. That news was disseminated earlier in the week. And we just got news of the job report that's kind of weak. So, you know, we really need to be paying attention to what our investments are. We need to do it anyway. But when the economy is coming down, then the conversations start about 401ks becoming 301ks and 201ks. Mm-hmm. So it's, we're just in that part of the economy right now where we might have to sit up straight a little bit more. But I was looking at an article that came out in April by Larry Fink. And the people that don't know who that is, he's the CEO of an investment firm called BlackRock. It's the largest financial institution in the world, about $10 trillion in assets are managed within that company. And before we, you know, it's like we might be taking advantage of a 401k or other investment product someplace else. And a lot of times it ends up at BlackRock because they're managing just trillions of dollars of investment money through 401k plans and so on. So when he comes out to speak, it's, you know, it's interesting to see what his perspectives are and what he thinks about the economy and so on. Within the article, he was challenging an age-old investment mix where people would say, you get a lot of financial advisors to say in general, it doesn't work for everybody, it's not for everybody, but in general, it's, why don't you go through life with a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds? There's a lot of benefit to that. You get more on the equity markets than the debt markets, because the equity markets are typically going up faster and have a better performance than debt. But the debt markets will have some stability and less volatility to a portfolio. So that's been out for forever. And Larry comes out and says, you know, fast forward, I want to challenge that. And maybe we need to look at something a little bit differently because it adds a little bit more diversification. It adds a little bit more stability. And it could easily add more income than you would previously get in the 60-40 mix. So he proposed a 50-30-20. He said, go 50% in stocks instead of 60, 30% in fixed income instead of 40. And that other 20% that you've pulled out of that initial equation, he said, put 20% in private investments. Well, that's easier said than done. When he's managing trillions of dollars, they can do things like that. But for the average investor, it's like, well, I can't invest in a road, for instance, that throws off a lot of money in tolls. And that's what he means by private investment. So then what are we talking about? But the idea of a real estate investment trust, or REIT, R-E-I-T is the acronym, that you can do. And people will gain, the plus on a REIT is that it accumulates money from many investors like us. And then it would go out and buy real estate. It might be commercial real estate. It might be a subdivision. It might be a medical properties. It might be other commercial properties. And they take our investment money, invest in those properties. The idea is that once a building is built, it could be a strip mall. And the money it throws off from the rents is income to the investor. And the REIT doesn't pay, if it qualifies as a genuine REIT, one of the pluses that's always discussed when that topic comes up is they don't pay income tax if they distribute 90% of their earnings over to the investor. So what people find is when they approach REITs as an investment, you find these relatively large dividends, and it's like, wow, where can I get an 8 or 9 or 10 or sometimes much higher than that? Where can I get a 12% dividend? The higher the dividend, the higher the cash flow to an investor. It works kind of like a bond type of investment, but it lowers the volatility. When people normally complain about their 401ks becoming 201ks, where you're investing in things that might have a more volatile response to any change in the economy. Well, when our dividends get large, and just taking my word for it for a second, when the dividends get large or the payout gets large to the investor, it tempers that volatility. So some people like calm. Well, that a REIT might be an answer to some of that calm in the portfolio. And I'll give people an example. Walgreens leases 85% of their properties. So they own very few. Walgreens all across the country. So a REIT could say, well, we will loan you money to build the property and that we're going to get you to rent it. That rental income comes back to the REIT and again is distributed to the investor. You and I can't go in and say, well, we're going to get a piece of Walgreens property leases. That's not going to be possible on a one-on-one basis. But through a REIT is a vehicle that we can participate in that, where otherwise we would be we closed out of that. We just can't walk up as a retail investor and get into those things. So it adds a diversification. Larry Fink said we back-tested that. In many times over long periods of time, 20 to 25 years, the REITs have outperformed the S&P 500 in many cases. What do we have to be worried about? Well, okay, you pick your REIT carefully. One of whatever is, it would be like you sit down with your investment advisor. Do you want like medical properties, meaning a REIT that owns a lot of hospitals? Do you want a Walgreens type lease? They might own the retail type of establishment that way. It could be oil type properties. It could be large commercial properties, or it could be residential real estate. So they all have their pluses and minuses, but it's just something to consider, Tom, because it kind of just challenges the wisdom that's been around for a long time. And Fink is saying, well, there's generally stability. We've had times where the real estate market wasn't stable. We've had times that any market wasn't stable. But to put, let's say, a small amount of a traditional portfolio in that direction has added stability, so says Fink, and their back testing has confirmed that.
Very valuable information, Mark. And for people that want to find out more about that kind of thing, how would they do it?
Well, if they have an investment advisor, you could start there. If you want to Google it, like I did this morning, Real Estate Investment Trust, or REIT, a lot of information will come up. And that's where I got that Walgreens information, where they were, you know, they lease the majority of their properties. So that would be a typical REIT investment with a company that has financial stability. And that would add some income to the portfolio.
Thank you, Mark. Valuable information. Yes, we'll talk to you on Monday. And by the way, I want to mention jeffersonfinancial.org. If you go there, you'll find some very helpful calculators. In the middle of the page, you'll see the tab you click on. No cost, no obligation, no information. All you got to do is use those almost 100 calculators to help you figure out your own personal financial plan. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee. All for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.